Blog Talk Radio.
To disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince of the Bay here with you, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. I am still trying to get my my Skype up and running. That'll be happening shortly here. In the meantime, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I want to thank Tracy for joining me early here in the chat room. We're going to chop it up here all night. I am your host for the next 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio. Your calls are the priority. The number, 347-826-7667. And let's go back into some music here with some Chantel. A little Disco Partizani here on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Everybody dancing, you beat me.
And we're back. I think we're back. Having trouble unmuting myself here this evening. But I want to thank all the folks for coming out early here into the chat room. Especially Iconoclast TX, Misty Blue Skies, Tracy Gamore, and Tracy Greer. Both Tracy's in the building. Good to see that. I think that's the first time. Tracy Squared. Tracy G Squared, if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, I just got off of the Debbie Daly program. Love that program. Love that woman. She's fun. And she's you know, very gracious to have me on her program. So so that was a lot of, that was a good time. Good times. So hopefully when her show ends, maybe some of that party will trickle over here. Yes, I realize that Tracy Gamore has boot. Subtle difference between Tracy Gamore and Tracy Greer. Tracy Gamore has boobs, which she has so graciously offered to disclose here in the chat room. Misty Blue Skies has boobs as well, not to be forgotten. We do have boobs in the chat. And that's really what keeps things going here, folks, is the boobs. That's why I continue to do this. Boobs and your calls. I mean, as long as you call in at 347-826-7667, it's Vince in the Bay. I will be your narrator for the next hour and 45 minutes as we creep from your late Monday into your early Tuesday. I want to thank you for tuning in wherever you are. I'm sure for many of you, it's a matter of insomnia, restlessness. Maybe you're just a night owl. Who knows? Maybe you're a tweaker like me. Whatever the case may be, you're here, I'm here. Let's make love here on BTR together. And the number to do that is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I will be conducting this evening / morning's edition of Disorderly Conduct, where your calls take priority. 347-826-7667. So I was watching Dancing with the Stars earlier. I was happy with the bristles. I've not been bashful about disclosing that I'm Team Bristol for Dancing with the Stars. And saw her performance. Is each dancer had two performances today, and I don't think Bristol blew anybody away, but she was solid. I think she's in this. I think she's got a solid shot. I think she at least has a shot of being the kid from Disney. I mean, he was good too, but neither of them was overwhelmingly amazing, you know? Aaron Gray, I think, is kind of in a Aaron Gray? What's Jennifer Gray? I keep wanting to say, you know why I keep saying Aaron Gray? Because of Aaron Berry. Aaron Berry. How come people aren't talking about this story? This got kind of like shoveled under the rug, right? The Aaron Berry story? For anybody that's following the Eva Longoria, Tony Parker breakup, you gotta Google these pictures of Aaron Berry. They're starting to crop up slowly but surely. Aaron Berry, hottie. Amazing. There was an Aaron Gray on Silver Spoons. You're right. I used to have a little, she was Velma on Buck Rogers as well, which I was a huge fan of her Buck Rogers. I have seriously had a crush on her in the 80s, for sure, for both those shows. But Jennifer Grey is competing in Dances with the Stars, and basically if she loses, then it's just kind of like, there's, it really will be too bad. I mean, it's already bad enough that Brandy got aced out a little bit earlier than she probably should have.
But good for Bristol. She looked great. She was shaking her boobies tonight. Good for her. I caught Sarah Palin's Alaska too. I watched the first episode. The second episode just came out, and it's not on my on demand yet. But once it becomes available, I'm gonna watch that. I watched the first episode. I loved it. That was great. I'm gonna get my mom to watch it. My mom was born in Alaska. She grew up in the Pacific Northwest. She's been to Alaska a zillion times. She's been up there twice in the last year. And the thing is shot so beautifully. Great cinematography. You know, they cast good, wholesome, candid moments with the Palins. You get to see a little more of her husband. That's for sure. He's a quiet guy, and I think he tries to play it down, even tone it down even further a notch for the TV. But Todd is it's interesting to see Todd a little more. Todd is all I'm saying. But I hadn't even thought to watch it until it was suggested to me. It was actually suggested to me by a female companion of mine who happens to be extremely liberal, and she recommended it to me. Oh, sweet. The new episode is Sarah and family take a road trip to famous Homer, Alaska. There they meet a halibut fishing family who invites Sarah and oldest daughter Bristol deep sea fishing. This welcome adventure provides just the right tonic for mother and daughter bonding. That's great. See, the first episode, there was no Bristol. I think she's too busy doing Dancing with the Stars that she's not even hardly in this thing. But they were able to get her apparently on this road trip. That's what the whole first episode was. She took, I think that's basically every episode, she takes a different family member on a road trip somewhere in Alaska. And more times than not, they take a plane there. It's amazing. It's really, and the landscapes and stuff that they reveal are just breathtaking. And these people are out there in the wilderness, and they're, like, fishing in their boat right next to, like, live grizzlies. Like, she's called Mama Grizzly for a reason, because she hangs out with real Mama Grizzlies. It's crazy. These people are nuts. That's a great story. I give it a thumbs up. For first episode, I give a thumbs up. I'm going to check out the second episode here, probably after the show. That'll be fun. So give me a call, 347-826-7667. We can talk about Sarah Palin's Alaska. We can talk about Dancing with the Stars. We can talk about it's holiday travel season, so a lot of people are... Well, some people are having to deal with these new random body searches and microwave scans, full body scans. No, thank you. I'll take the molestation for $1,000, Chuck. I mean, I don't want somebody taking a weird X-ray picture of my business. And you know, they've got to like store that somewhere. I don't care that it's going to get on the internet, because I've seen the pictures, and you can't even tell that they're human beings in the first place. They're complete X-ray scans. They don't look provocative at all. I'm just worried about radiation, and also, they might take this and catalog this photo and keep it of me, and who knows where that could be passed, what other, agency that could be passed on to, and, used to create a profile on me or something. Who knows? I have no clue. I don't like that. I'd rather just get frisked a little bit, fine. I mean, I don't like the frisking thing either. I think it's like, why treat me like a criminal? I haven't done anything. But then again, these airports or, supposedly these airlines are independent businesses that you're dealing with, and they all sign on to this whole TSA charade. And they profile anyway. They say they don't profile, and they profile anyway. They say they're not going to profile. It's just random. But it's random, and they're profiling. I mean, come on. They can't admit that they're profiling, I guess. But whatever. But yeah, so if you want to chime in right now about that, about Aaron Berry, if you have any knowledge into Aaron Berry, if you folks in the chat room are able to dig up anything on Aaron Berry, like any photos, I've only seen a couple, and the few that I've seen are pretty hot. Like she looks pretty smoking. Like there's one picture of all four of them, which is kind of funny. It's all of them, and you would think I wonder if Ava hooked up with Brent. I wonder if that's plausible. They should just by default just have sex with each other, and then it's just, you know, it's all good all the way around, right? But good for Tony Parker. He was nailing Aaron Berry. She was, damn, she's hot. She's really good looking. Good looking girl. Yeah, not bad. But that's what you would expect, right, from a gold digger? So people on Debbie's show are making fun of my Gogo Bordello suggestion. And Eugene Hoots, what do you think of that, Eugene?
Thank you, very nice.
Exactly, I agree. It's like at least they gave you a chance. So I'm going to try to do a simulcast for Insider Extreme. I'm going to try to do a live stream. I just want to do a experiment with doing webcasting. There we go. Yeah, so I'm going to post a link here in a second for my live stream channel. And if you want to get the Insider Extreme, you can check me out on live stream. Allow that. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and go live here. Let's go live. And if you guys want to check me out on, we can chat in there too. But during the show, I'll probably just chat in the regular BTR chat room. But if you guys want to join me on Insider Extreme and watch me live as I broadcast here, I believe you just need to go to livestream.com. /VTOCCE. Let's see. I think that's how it works. Let me type that in there. www.livestream.com/VTOCCE. That should take you to my broadcasting Insider Extreme page. If you want to see how awesome I look like in person, there you go. I don't know if I should do this. I feel like Phil Hendry. I should almost like, never mind. You just don't get it, folks. Anyways, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Vincent, being your host here. For the next hour and a half, taking your calls, they take priority at 347-826-7667. And you can try me out on livestream.com. Although the audio is going to be better here on BTR because the live stream is just like the mic on the computer. Anywho, let's go ahead and do some music here, shall we? I do take requests. If you want to play some music, I'll certainly try to honor your requests. And would love to take your call, 347-826-7667. I'm going to play this song right here, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to try to get things settled with my Insider Extreme cab, and I'll be right back.
Frequency.
347-267-6667.
Ooh.
into disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Chat room starting to burn up here on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. I want to thank all of the beautiful people in the chat room, especially Blue Sky 69, Iconoclast Texas, Keely, that's spelled K-E-I-L-I-G-H, that's Kel. I want to say that's Kelly. So I'm going to say that's Kelly. Mystic Butterfly 11, Misty Blue Skies, Tracy Gamore, Tracy Greer, and Whiskey A Go Go. My, what a fantastic lineup of BTR stalwarts in the chat room now. This is great. I have some, actually, the sexiness factor in my chat room is amazing, folks. This has been a good first half hour of the program. Solid. Everybody, all the ladies holding it down in the chat room. Yes, I did already sort of comment on Dancing with the Stars. I kind of gave my take on Dancing with the Stars. I've been staunchly Team Pistol from the beginning. That's right, Bristol Palin, Team Pistol, Bristol the Pistol. I did not steal anybody from Betty. You guys are sovereign individuals that on your by your own choosing decided to join me over here. Debbie apparently can broadcast 24/7. I don't know. I tune into her show and it says there's like 20 minutes left, and then I go and get a coffee and I come back and it says there's an hour and a half left. And I'm like, did I just enter some time space continuum or something? I don't know. You get what I'm saying? So her show is probably going to go on forever. I hope when she does finish her show next week that she'll join me here on my show, assuming I'm still on at that point. Blue Sky is going to be right back. Okay, we'll be right here, Blue Sky. We'll hold things down till you get back, honey. She is awesome. The Energizer Bunny, of course. She's amazing. She's always such a gracious host, has me on every time. She gets me too. She knows that I'm a little bit, I'm a pervert. She understands, and she accepts me for that. And she tried to kind of, but what I like is she still trusts me to be on her show and not be disrespectful, not, you know, belittle the situation. She knows I'm there to help entertain everyone. I mean, ultimately, I think that's what she's doing. I think that's what anybody's trying to do here at BTR is entertain. And that's right, Vince in the Bay entertaining you for the next hour and 22 minutes. And you are welcome to call me here at 347-826-7667. Another BTL stalwart dashing. Dashing, I guess he must have just finished up his show. If you are not familiar with Dashing, he does a show pretty much nightly, I think. And it's always something 100%. You got it. The one thing about Dashing's show, he's always giving 100%, literally. I think every show he posts is like 100% real, 100% hip-hop, 100% something. But welcome, Dashing. Anywho, gonna go back to play some music here in a minute. I will be happy to touch on Dancing with the Stars again if you want me to go into that. I did a little bit of an opening on that already, but I'm more than happy to chop it up about that. So if people want to call in and discuss that, we can take that further. But I am staunchly and have been from the beginning. Hello, Emerald Rose 7. A Team Pistol. That's right, Bristol the Pistol, Team Pistol,
in Dancing with the Stars, and pretty much two for two, two seasons in a row. I just got into Dancing with the Stars last season, and I was Team Erin Andrews in that season. She got to the final three. And I basically just, I mean, people think I'm gay because, or, you know, it's gay that I like Dancing with the Stars, but there's a little, these people obviously haven't even watched the show. Because I don't know if you noticed, but there's hot chicks everywhere in that show, and they're wearing next to nothing, and they're trying to be all sexy and stuff. I mean, what do you want? And Bristol's got some, you know, she's a big girl. She's voluptuous, and that's what I like. I like a little extra cushion for the pushing. You know what I'm saying? And tonight she was shaking them boobies. Let me tell you, that little outfit, that little baby blue outfit she had on in her first dance, mamma mia. But although normally her footwork, see, I think she's kind of traded off now, because I don't know if you watched the show, but her problem up until now has pretty much been that she's been good technically, she's had good footwork, but she just has no passion, no emotion. She's like a robot out there. As she's progressed, she's loosened up a little bit, let her hair down, and she's showing a little more flair, a little more passion. But it seems like now she's not concentrating so much on the steps. And I think that she's got to find a way to do two things at once. Like me now, where I'm doing a blog talk program and also downloading porn off XXXBunker.com. That's right. If you haven't checked out XXXBunker.com, you should go there now, kids. It's your one-stop shop for online pornographic entertainment. I go there. I all I have to do is think of one of my favorite porn stars, type in her name, and usually I find at least 10 to 20 vintage clips, scenes that usually I've never seen before. It never fails. That's right. It's XXXBunker.com. Once again, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here with you, thanking everyone for joining me here in the first hour. It's been an amazing first hour. Blue Sky 69, Emerald Rose 7, Iconoclast TX, Kaylee, Mystic Butterfly 11, Misty Blue Skies, Rick Cannon, Tracy Gamore, Tracy Greer, and Whiskey A Go-Go. All big ups to you for hanging out with me. Yes, Iconoclast, that's kind of the point. I'm going to just normally just drop in people that I want to be my sponsor. Like, I'd love to have XXXBunker.com sponsor me. I've got a bunch of other ideas, too. I should get that stuff together and try to get a sales package together. That's the thing, is I'm not really a salesman. You know, I need somebody to take care of. I need some sort of management, some sort of salesperson to do that for me. Anyways, looks like we have a Bristol Palin clip in here. Full performance HD. Oh, wow. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. She looked great tonight. She looked really, really good. Really good. She's got... this is old. Yeah, this is one of her first performances. But she looked great tonight. I was digging it. Yep, so there you have it. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Vincent DeBay here with you. We can chop it up about whatever. I'd love somebody, if somebody wants to keep, if you want to keep talking about Bristol Palin or Dancing with the Stars or any of this bullshit that I've been rambling on about.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eugene. Speaking of which, you know, some of you guys were on the Daily Show earlier, right? And I was talking about Gogo Bordello. I am going to break down some little tongue twister there. Of course, it's nothing my tongue can't recover from. Anyway, Go-Go Bordello. I'm going to play some Go-Go Bordello here. Let's give that to all the ladies that followed me over here from Debbie's show. No, Go-Go? No, it's Go-Go. Let me spell it out for you. It's Go-Go Bordello. Okay? And this is not a crime right here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay. That's moi. Join me here, won't you? The number's 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь.
Sorry about that. That was not Eugene right there.
Thank you, very nice.
That's Eugene right there. He's from Go-Go Bordello. And what I'm going to try to do here, I've been noticing when I play back stuff that if when I played it back at 100%, the audio tends to clip and get really loud. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but I'm going to try to get in the habit of playing stuff at 70% instead of 100% so I can avoid that distortion. Whiskey Agogo, thanks for coming through. Appreciate you rolling through. There she goes. She's going to get ready for her show. I'll probably check that up after my show. She's funny sometimes, except for when she goes on and just plays Chris Rock for her half her show. Hopefully she'll. I like it when she prank calls people, like other shows. I wish she would prank call this show. If you want to prank call this show, you can do so at 347-826-766.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. Ты опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Double charges!
We'll be right back. know today, today.
What a crime! In your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime!
Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Disorderly Conduct. Vince and the Bay here with you. Winding down hour number one. It's been quite a ride here so far. I appreciate everybody giving me love here in the chat room. It's wonderful to have you all here with me. The Constantine. Angel. Is that how we would pronounce that, ladies and gentlemen? Angel. Anal. Anal. Thank you, Anal, for joining me here. Blue Sky 69, Debbie Daly, Emerald Road 7, Iconoclast TX, Kelly, Mystic Butterfly 11, Misty Blue Skies, and Tracy Greer. Turn up Vince. What do you mean, turn up Vince? I am cammed up. Debbie, the people that are watching me on the live stream, I would probably turn down the volume from the live stream just because it's probably better. The volumes, it's overall, it's going to be better on Blog Talk. Because this is just sort of the insider extreme thing. It's not supposed to be like simulcasting. Because I'm sure if you have them both open at the same time, they're probably the sound is, I would imagine, is not syncing up. But I thank the people that are watching me live. I hope this is stimulating for you. Luckily for you, or unluckily for some of you, the camera is only showing me from the waist up. So maybe perhaps later when we go into overtime, we can pan down, if you like. That's up to you, the listener, and the caller. If you call now, 347-826-7667, you control the show, you control the airwaves, as it were. I'm just here to make fun of you while you do it. I will agree with you, though. More times than not, you call in, you state your case. I usually can't fault you for that. And more times than not, I would say I probably agree with you. So call in now so I can agree with you, and we can all be agreeable. Yep. So there you have it, kids. Debbie Daly, it's great to have. No, I'm not in the East Bay. I'm in the South Bay, presently. I have, Debbie's in the live stream.
She's on top of it. She knows what's up. South Bay, yes. I'm in the South Bay. SJ. Where are you at, Kelly? You seem to be pretty up on the Bay Area there. Sounds like you might be from the Bay Area. Oh, okay. Carson City. South Lake Tahoe sometimes. That's great. I've been up there many, many, many a time. Good times up there. I'm going to tell you what, Kelly. I'm going to add you as a friend on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope you will follow me and befriend me as well. I'm on Twitter. Twitter.com/VTOCC. Anything basically VTOCCE is me. So right now I'm on live stream and I'm broadcasting as Vince in the Bay. But my channel is livestream.com/VTOCCE. And right, if you want, you can join me now. Debbie's in there. She's watching me as I'm fondling myself in front of the camera. It's a lot of fun we have here with the internet. Great show today, Debbie. Appreciate you having me on, as per usual. All right, so I guess it's we're coming up at the top of the hour here, going to blast our way into hour number two. U2 song. I'm not going to play a U2 song. I'm sorry. I have not and will not be playing a U2 song. Debbie Daly is trying to cover for me, saying that I'm not fondling myself. Yeah, I'm not fondling myself now, obviously. I pan the camera back up so you can not see my my pee-pee anymore. Ronnie Rucker pops in and out for a second there. That was cool. Actually, Ronnie is in the chat room. In live stream, I have to admit that I will not be. Now I got two chat rooms I'm juggling here. This is retarded. I can't. My brain can't comprehend those kids. I would say turn on if you want to see what my pee pee looks like. Turn on the cam. Put it on mute though. And just listen to me on BTR. Believe me, there's no reason to sync it up. There's nothing exciting going on. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Those on BTR, those are now on live stream. I apologize if there's no bells and whistles or anything cool going on live stream. I'm just testing out some stuff here, testing the waters, as it were. Eventually, I do want to expand and do a show like Ronnie does with his show. If anybody is not familiar with Ronnie Rucker and his show Beneath Everything Radio, you should definitely check it out. Ronnie used to call in and listen to my show a lot. Showed a lot of support here on my early BTR days. And I've seen his show evolve over the course of the past year. And this is crazy. I feel like one of these chats should be really dirty and the other one should be really clean. But I think for now I'm just going to keep them all dirty. But we got Ronnie both in both chats. Ronnie now in BTR chat. Yeah, if you folks get a chance, Ronnie, go ahead and paste your link for your blog and for your show, which is every Saturday night. I know it as being Saturday nights at 10 p.m. And it's a great time. He does a really good live stream show. I think it's on live stream. I don't know, Ronnie. You change the like almost seems like almost every month you're broadcasting something different. But whatever it is, Ryan puts together a really tight show. He went from having a BTR show to having a full on live stream, and now I think it's also on locally in for him in Hawaii on cable access, I believe. It's great. Good for you, Ronnie. Cable access is awesome. I love it. I did a cable access show here in the Bay Area in San Jose, and that was a lot of fun. I didn't shoot it in the studio. I did get trained in the studio and everything, but I shot most of my stuff in the field and then just cobbled and shot it on my own and edited it on my own and just turned it into them. But I'd love to do something in the studio too. That would be fun. But that's going to be a little ways out. Right now it's just me and the couch. It'd be great if I had somebody over here on the couch, like in my casting couch, as it were. See, Debbie, you're watching right now. That could be you in that couch right there. Yes, Constantine, I do know the way to San Jose, because that's where I'm at. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really excited to see this chat room blow up here as we enter into the second hour here on my world-famous Blog Talk Radio show, the number one underground blog BTR show on the planet. That's right. Only you and maybe 10 other people know about it. Yeah, yeah, Kelly, that's pretty much the idea. Kelly says, casting couch. Ha ha, that would be funny. Just one of us sitting there. Hey, what's up, y'all? Just sitting here on Vince's couch, you know. That's the idea. Yeah, just sitting right there doing exactly that, honey. I don't know if you're watching on the live stream chat, but that couch right there can happen right there. Vince's casting couch. Right here on BTR. That could be a segment. If I ever take this show onto Sirius or something, I would have a segment of my show called Vince's Casting Couch, and it would be maybe a weekly segment where I would have a different, hopefully a daily segment, but at worst a weekly segment where I have a different porn star, starlet, promote her latest junk, and then have her sit on the casting couch and perform for us live in the studio. And it doesn't have to be porn. It can be, you know, if you're a musical artist, you come down and perform on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Debbie says I look like a little boy. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it. Don't make me kick you out of my chat room, Debbie. I look about 14. Great. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate that. Debbie says I look like a 14-year-old boy. Solid.
Thank you, very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. And thank God we're all here on BTR enjoying life on the internet, living free, expressing our First Amendment rights, and partaking in various vices. I hope you are enjoying this show with a cocktail of some sort, or caffeinated beverage, or some sort of psychedelic hallucinogen. It doesn't matter. I mean, we get a lot of tweakers that tune into the show, a lot of meth heads. It's all good. We don't judge. Anywho, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Call in or join me here on the couch. If you want to call in, there is time now for you to get in on the Insider Extreme edition of the program over on livestream.com. You can have your shot at my casting couch. We can... Anywho, having fun. Bye, Josh. I also take calls, 347-826-7667. Don't make me blow the whistle, y'all.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC, 8-Ball, and MJG. Keep spitting that T to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pippin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got some bucks. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the young kids hype me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Yeah, yeah. Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back.
line back, Vince in the Bay, 347-826-7667. If you call that number, it will be us, a we, a proverbial you and I, on the program. I have been talking about Dancing with the Stars. And I am Team Bristol Palin, a.k.a. Bristol the Pistol. And I was very, you know, I was happy with her performance tonight. I don't think she didn't blow me away. All the dancers that danced tonight didn't blow me away. But I think overall, Jennifer Grey is easily hands down the best performer there and should ultimately win the whole thing. But it was great to see her out there. She had that tight little blue outfit on for her first act that she got out there and did a lot of jiggling and wiggling, and it was amazing. I hope you DVR'd it. I sure certainly did, and I will play that over and over again in my head. I watched Sarah Palin's Alaska yesterday, and I saw the first episode. If you haven't seen that show and you've never been to Alaska, forget what you think about the Palins. The photography, the cinematography in that show is amazing. And I could go on for days about that show. It was great. I found nothing to mock about that show. It was really interesting to get a little peek into her life, see a little more of Todd, a little more of the other kids other than Bristol. And it was just amazing to just gasp at the vast expanses that are the Alaskan territory or state, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's an amazing place. These people have to half of the places they go to, they have to fly to a plane. Can't drive there. Can't take a train. It's ridiculous. I don't think now with that said, Mystic Butterfly, I don't believe Sarah Palin is going to run for president, nor do I think if she was as stupid as everybody thinks she is, she would run for president and she would lose. I think that is essentially Barack Obama's only ticket to getting a second term is if Sarah Palin gets the nomination. I think Sarah Palin's great. I love her. I think she's a great role model for conservative young women and conservative women, period. I think she's got a beautiful family. And I think she's the master, like I've said before, I think she's the master of her domain. She is truly rogue right now. She would be retarded, no pun intended, to give up what she's got now. I mean, that would just be a ridiculous sacrifice to take. I mean, who would want that presidency? I don't know why Obama. I feel so bad for Obama too, because that guy, he was entering a job, a no-win situation. I just thank God they didn't elect McCain, because McCain would probably have a heart attack by now. And then, you know, what would we be left with? But, you know, Obama was sort of a sacrificial lamb to begin with. And I don't see Palin coming in to try to defeat him. I think she has to keep the whole way the Palin brand continues to exist is because she dangles that carrot out there that she might run for president. And so she's got a huge group of people who want her to run for various different reasons, who, you know, that's how their interest is piqued. And once she affirmatively says, no, I'm not doing it, then she loses like half of her audience. She loses sort of, you know, she's got to play that gray area for as long as she possibly can. And she'll do it right up to the end, and then I think she'll ultimately not run. And even if she does run, I don't know if she can get the nomination, Messi. I think she represents what she has grown to represent is a very vocal faction of the Republican Party. I think at best she represents the 20-25% faction of the conservative / Republican Party. And I think it's enough for her to have influence, but not enough for her to ultimately capture independent voters, moderate voters. But I don't know, who knows? 2 years is a long time, a lot can happen. But I think the ultimate presidential nominee for the Republican Party is somebody that has barely even been a blip on the radar so far. I don't know who that is, but I know it's not Sarah Palin. And that's my bit on Sarah Palin. You got to check out that show. Sarah Palin's Alaska. It's really cool. They have on their property right adjacent to their house, they have a little, I don't know, it's a guest house or something. And upstairs they have a little miniature TV studio with, you know, all set up. You know, it's obvious they had somebody come in and install this state-of-the-art mini TV remote satellite studio, you know, in the upstairs of their guest house. And Todd does all the technical stuff. He sets, you know, hooks up the satellite connection, turns on the cameras and preps her. And it's like they're a little team. It's cute, actually. I'm kind of jealous. I want to have a house that looks out onto a beautiful lake and just walk across my yard and go up to my own little personal TV studio, you know, and like record my wife doing a satellite interview with Bill O'Reilly or somebody. I think that's pretty cool. But that's just me. And I haven't looked at my live stream chat in a while, and Debbie's in here talking all kinds of smack. Debbie says she has a 45-inch screen. She says, I look like a little boy, and she loves boyish men, but she said I could still kick her out. Why would I want to kick you out, Debbie? You're accusing me of looking like a boyish man, and then you say you love boyish men. I'm not going to send you anywhere. I want you to be right here on my lap, honey. Plenty of room right here for you, sister. Bring it on. Bring it on the phone line, too, if you want. The number's 347-826-7667. I haven't had one goddamn call this entire show. This is, if I don't get somebody calling in here in the next 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to have to resort to crank calling another show. So back, Mystic's gone now. Great. She'd have been a great one to call in. I love Mystic's voice. She gets me moist. All right, I'm going to figure something out here. I'm going to take a break. If you care to join me, ladies, the number is 347-826-7667. Be right back.
People, all good people, where you come.
All right, Vince in the Bay, back with you. Hopefully you're hearing me.
Yeah.
Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Come on, folks, let's not make this the first show ever where I don't get somebody to call in. But we'll do what we got to do. Oh, Debbie, you missed it earlier. I played some more Gogo Bordello. And since you're here, I'm going to play some more Gogo Bordello. This is new Gogo Bordello. This is off their latest record, the one that was produced by Rick Rubin. This is their first single called Palette Tutti, right here on Disorderly Conduct. Join me now, 347-826-7667.
Caravan is coming, old guitars are strumming. Chief is sitting high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child, I don't even own a guitar. But mama, they got girls that I love the best. Lela, 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 pala tute. Chaska na meres, narava pala late. Lela, 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 pala tute.
Oh, yeah. Gogo Bordello, live here on Disorderly Conduct. Vince in the Bay, your host, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I want to thank everybody listening to me live on Blog Talk Radio, as well as those listening to me on their mobile devices. And also we have folks listening to us live on their phones. And I want to remind our callers and / listeners that if you do call in and you want to join me here on the program, remember to press 1 on your touchtone keypad in order to raise your hand. If you'd like to join the conversation here, the number 1, press it now, and we will let you on the air. I will let you on the air. I'd like to thank we have a caller on the line listening from the 970. Thank you for listening, caller. If you wish to join me here, feel free to press 1 to raise your hand. If not, I will assume that you just want to chillax on the line and listen to the program there as well. But yeah, so you got, hopefully you got my take there on Dancing with the Stars. What shall we talk about live? We can talk about anything you want, Kelly. This is a wide open forum here. Anything on your mind, we can go for it. I'd be happy to Kelly's saying something about her mid-50s Midwestern comes out sometimes. Mid-50s Midwestern comes out. Mid-50s meaning you're in your mid-50s, or mid-50s meaning, you know, you sort of harken back to the time period of the 50s, the mid-1950s in the Midwest, which, hell, for all I know, the mid the Midwest in the mid-1950s and the Midwest now might not be that much different. Anyways, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Your calls take priority, and we go to the phone lines from the 970. The hand is raised, and we go live to the air. 970, identify yourself, please.
It's Kelly.
Kelly, what's going on, baby?
Hey, baby. So, yeah, we decided to come over to hear what you guys are all about, or you're all about.
Oh.
And Yeah, my Midwestern comes out. I had to clarify. My Midwestern, if you've come out, and I'm not even from the Midwest, it's the 1950s Midwestern. I was talking to Debbie. But, yes, I'll pick up on accent, pick up on other decades. Yes. And, Debbie, you were born 10 years before me. I'm 31. How old are you, Vince?
I'm 37.
Don't you guys love his voice? Really deep and mysterious.
Mysterious, he said?
Yeah. I sound like I'm 17.
I got the kind of voice where you don't want to tell your boyfriend or anybody that you called into the show because you might be in trouble.
Yeah,
don't worry, sister.
Yeah.
What happens on Disorderly Conduct stays on Disorderly Conduct.
Yeah, well, I don't have a boyfriend anymore, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. What happened there? Is anything you want to talk about?
We talked about it with Debbie's show, but my boyfriend passed away in July. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Remember the whole EVP
Terrible.
Thing? On her show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Debbie says Roman Catholic Empire was neither Roman or Catholic. Discuss. I think this is maybe a runoff from the Bible and Afterlife show, perhaps, Debbie?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Are you really?
That means anything.
Practice.
Yeah.
Practice.
I'm
really
Irish and Italian, so I'm 100% Catholic.
So it's cultural. You're not, you didn't shoot, you just kind of, it's the cultural.
I just am, and I'm a cultural Catholic.
You are, am not. I am neither a recovering Roman Catholic or just plain Roman Catholic, although my mother was raised Roman Catholic. So disgusting.
So you're an atheist?
No, I'm not an atheist
you
at
hate,
all.
You hate God. You hate all that he represents and everybody that loves him.
Goodness. No, nothing like that. I'm agnostic.
So you feel that way? You just put a question mark at the end.
Which part? Which question? Where does the question mark go? On God or Roman Catholic?
You like anything? Like if I say I believe in God, you believe in God with a question mark at the end. God?
No. It's God with an exclamation point.
Agnostic. As far as I understand, agnostic is like non-denominational. You. It's like trust but verify. It's like you believe yet you don't, sort of.
It's more of a metaphysical thing. Value truth.
No, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like a cop out. It sounds like you're hedging your bets.
I believe
in God, sort of. If he exists,
no.
I believe in him.
Oh,
if
no,
God
not
exists,
at all.
Were to exist, I totally believe in him.
No, not at all. It's more like you believe there is an overwhelming. Maybe agnostic isn't the right choice for me to explain it. But I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, and I believe that there is a grand scheme and a oneness to everything around us that kind of weaves in our whole life experience, and there's a to it, and a, if you'd like to call it God, that watches over all of us. And I think there's wonderful people on the earth that were incarnated to show us a way of understanding and love, such as Jesus, so, and Buddha. But I don't believe in one religion or another for me. I respect them, but it's not for me. You guys all know?
Thank you, very nice.
Got it.
Do you hear me clucking, big chicken over there?
Can I hear what?
I said, do you hear me clucking, big chicken over there?
Oh, yeah.
You hear what I mean?
Cluck you very much. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There you go. Yeah, so it's nothing like I don't believe or anything like that. And I think a lot of people...
What kind of music do you like?
What kind of music? You don't like my music.
Have you been to a Grateful Dead show?
Have I been to a Grateful Dead show? No, but I've been to Rusted Root show, which is close enough, over at Shoreline. That was close enough.
Fish?
Yeah, well, I'm from Tahoe, so fish used to come around a lot. Remember, you know RSN,
yeah.
The Resort Sports Network up in Tahoe? I used to be one of their interviews.
No.
To their entertainment section, and we used to go and interview all of these reggae shows and all of these.
Dude, I used to go to shows in Tahoe all the time. At there
like
used to be a club in South. What?
Like what?
There was a club there. I forgot what. Oh man, it was a small little club, but bands used to play there all the time. I remember seeing the Mother Hips there a bunch of times. God, why can't I think of the name of it? Oh, it's totally escaping me. I gotta look it up.
Is that one of the casinos?
No. It's like a little club, like in Tahoe, on the California side, actually.
Was it Strange Brew?
No, doesn't ring a bell.
You know, Tahoe's changed so much over the years. And for all of you that haven't been to Tahoe, it's been changing a lot lately. They've been tearing down a bunch of things, and the casinos have new names, and it's just changed so much, and it's a place that is really close to my heart, and a lot of people from the Bay Area go up there, and that's where we get most of the money coming in from the Bay. So wouldn't you agree, Vince? A lot of tourists from the Bay go up there for, like, bachelor parties and go snowboarding and skiing and all that.
Oh, that's probably where Tahoe makes like over half their business in any one cycle is from people from the Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a pretty pretty incredible place, guys. You gotta go check it out. And we just the storm today coming down the mountain and seeing all the black clouds come in and started dumping again up there. And you can watch a live cam on the casinos to watch all the snow come in. It's pretty cool. And I'm excited to go snowboarding for the first time. Boarding for the first time, yes. I'm from Arizona.
That's ridiculous.
What, then I'm from Arizona or then I'm boarding for the first time?
Oh, how long have you been in Tahoe?
I just go there in the summers. It's my summer spot.
Oh.
For my work. I can't really do it for my work.
Cool.
Can't be there in the wintertime, but happen to be around here now. But, yeah, I usually go when it starts snowing and I leave Phoenix when it starts getting too hot.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Vince, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? I do a lot of freelance production work.
Mm-hmm. Like video or?
Yeah, video. Audio-visual, live events, concerts, corporate stuff, videography, editing, mixing, little jack-of-all-trade.
Have you heard of the 48-hour film festival?
Yeah, totally heard of it.
Yeah, I've been in four of them. They're awesome. It's the most intense work I've ever done. We have to do everything. When people are involved, you have to do the writing, the production, and the editing, and the sound, and the acting, and the writing. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's intense. It's a good challenge.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
So you're in them, meaning you act in them?
Yeah, I act in them.
Oh, Kelly, I'm totally still awaiting a friend confirmation from you.
Well, if you're nice, if I get one.
I'm trying to be very nice.
Okay, then. I guess you're cool. You're pretty cool, then. Yeah, you're cool. Vince is cool, people.
I'm totally cool. Come on,
when's
people, chat room, back me up. I'm cool. I'm totally cool.
I'm totally cool. Okay. When's your birthday?
Wait, do you want to know my sign? What are you profiling me?
I totally am.
Are you with
like,
the FBI?
No.
My lawyer said not to talk to you.
Oh! I don't have any invitations to be your friend on here, so you didn't send me one. You gotta go back over there and send me an invitation. I don't see you. Nope. I don't see you.
I don't know. I love Ronnie. He's been quiet this entire time, and out of nowhere, he just says totally.
He's been smoking.
Debbie Daly's going crazy in my chat room. Are you in the chat room right now?
I'm not.
What happened to you? Are you in bed now? Yeah, are you in bed?
Oh, I'm in bed.
What are you wearing?
I like to sleep naked. Kidding me, it's freezing. I gotta put on my long johns and be very unfeminine when I sleep these days here in the snow.
No, that's long johns are hot.
I can lie. I can say, oh yes. Actually, I'm wearing nothing. And right. Just waiting. Someone to keep me warm.
That works too. Yeah.
But yeah, you got to tell me your birthday. I got to do a little mini profiling on you. I got to check you out.
Yeah, check me out. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I think I'm following you on Twitter. Usually anybody that calls into my show or is in my chat room or if I go on their show or whatever, I try to add as many people as I can because my show, my profile a long time ago was flagged as being explicit And therefore, no matter what I mark my show, no matter when I have my show, no matter what I do, what I say, my show will never show up in the regular queue of programs on the air. So you'll never know I'm on unless you're following me on Blog Talk, or unless you hear me on Blog Talk and see my or see my profile in the chat room. So it's like a totally underground BTR show at this point.
Got an underground following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about this so much. It's fun. I have a good time. I love BTR. It's a lot. It's a hoot. It gives me a chance to branch out and meet amazing new personalities out there, such as yourself.
I'm reading Debbie's comments on here, and I'm trying to see a dog in your face. And I am not tuned in, Debbie. I'm sorry. I can't see. Hey, Vince, back up.
What?
Back up. We want to see if there's a dog.
Are you watching it? Are you in the live stream?
Yeah, because Debbie's saying that she could see something in your face.
In my face?
In your space.
Are you talking about, like, as far as my horoscope or some shit?
No, Debbie says she can see a spirit of a dog in your space. Huh, Debbie?
The spirit of the gods in my face?
A dog.
Oh, of a dog in my face. Okay. Yeah, I'm a dog. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a total dog. I'm a perverted, horny old man.
Okay, moving on. I just got a cold breeze that just went by me. Debbie, what does that mean? Do I have a ghost around me, Debbie? I'm feeling cold breezes. What is that?
What does that mean, cold breezes? You mean like your nipples are hard? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, it could be, but no, there's like a spirit around me. Yeah.
There's a spirit around you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You do readings and stuff.
I do readings? No, I don't really do readings. I have been known to do readings, but I don't like do readings. Like, not what I do, but I have done readings.
Hmm. So just your overall cursory feeling of this whole. Your whole experience on this program so far, has anything spiritually bubbled up to the surface during the course of the events here?
Well, I think you can consider every moment spiritual if you look at it hard enough. I mean, it's all philosophical anyways, right? You can see spirituality in every moment. But as far as you're talking, I think I get a read of you being one who likes to connect with other people and likes to keep your hands busy and do things and keep your mind completely satiated with things around you.
So have you accepted my friend request yet?
I haven't seen it. And I don't want to get out of the chat. Okay, let me see. I will add
you
in.
You can say you can there's a thing that you can do where you can open up multiple windows.
I know.
A separate window to Facebook and then
yeah.
You know, just,
look,
just confirm me.
I go over Facebook. Facebook, are you talking about Facebook or on Blog Talk? Because I am so over Facebook. I don't even want to look at it anymore.
Yeah, do you do Twitter? I don't like Facebook either, but I only do it because all my retarded friends do it. I do all my stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, I have done Twitter in the past, but it's just too much work for me these days, and I'm just kind of like in a mode of being isolated in my little cave right now and kind of just being, because I just went through a pretty hardcore tragedy and I just want to just kind of chill, you know, chillax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hear that.
Yeah.
Amen, sister, preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Have you ever lost anyone, like, really close to you?
Probably not as close as nothing that rivals the situation you have. I definitely have lost loved ones that I felt close to. Yes. Not a situation like you're in, though.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. I don't know what to do about it, and it's pretty hardcore. Pretty hardcore, but I just feel like being in my cave right now and just being and chilling out here, and it's totally cool, and it's the way I'm healing, and that's what I all I got to say about that.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
More power to you.
What would the Catholic Church say about grieving and the afterlife? What do they say about the afterlife?
What does the Catholic Church say about the afterlife? Well,
yeah.
I think they say that if you repent and pray for your sins, when you get to heaven, God will forgive you for all your transgressions and will allow you to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
All right. Yeah, and you can find that.
Especially, this is me ad living here, but especially I would say, if you are truly feel sorry and are truly humbled by the experience of any of the transgressions you might have inflicted.
Yeah. Amen to that, brother. I hear you. Yeah, well, I believe that too. I think you and I are a lot alike, even though, we have different, let's say, religious backgrounds and beliefs, but I think very similar. Very, I used to like to go into the Roman Catholic churches and be in the space because there was such peace in there, serenity, such beauty in there with all the incense and all the peace and quiet. You know what I mean? Really nice.
Yeah.
Have you been to Midnight Mass?
To Midnight Mass?
Yeah. For Christmas?
Like on what? On like New Year's or Christmas?
Yeah, the Christmas Midnight Mass.
Yeah, growing up I did. The last couple of years, no. I don't even go to Mass at all anymore, to be quite honest.
Really?
Unless it's obvious that it's really important to my mom, I don't go.
Mm-hmm. So if you had kids, would you have them be raised in the Roman Catholic way as well, because part of you? Or how would you...
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't have kids, so I can't say for sure. But I would say a lot would probably depend on my mate, whoever my partner is that I'm growing with and with this child and who will raise this child. I think if my mate happens to be staunchly religious and I think I'd consider raising them with some sort of religious beliefs. I don't think I would be able, even if I wanted to, I don't think I'd be able to send them to private Catholic school, even if I wanted to. So I think that probably would be a moot point. But I might, I would probably get them, yes, I would to a certain extent do a few things. I would probably get the sacraments. There's a couple of sacraments when the child is born, such as the baptism and whatnot. I would definitely baptize my child, definitely circumcise. But as far as taking it deeper and farther, I don't know how much I would do it. I would, maybe if I was raising my kid and my my mother and father are still around. My mother is very religious. If I would take the kid to church with their grandmother, if their grandmother insisted on it, sure, why not? Why not expose them to that? And if they, who knows, they might like it. They may like, hey, let's go back to church.
Yeah,
I liked it. That was fun.
Yeah,
and I'd
sure.
be like, okay, you're serious? You think church was fun? Yeah, it was cool. Let's go back. I like the singing. All right, yeah. Let's go back then. I mean, I wouldn't be against it, but I don't think at this point I would force it on my child. But I would definitely expose them to it, I'm sure, at some point.
Okay, well, here is the, I'll give you the short version of this because it's long, but the definition of Gnosticism. Now, it's not the same as agnostic, which I think you were thinking what I was, but Gnosticism, which refers to a diverse synchronistic religious movement in antiquity consisting of various belief systems generally united in the teaching that the material cosmos was created by an imperfect god, the demiurge of some of the supreme gods, Eumia. What does that mean? This being is frequently identified with Yahweh and is contrasted with a superior entity referred by several terms, including the Godhead. Depictions of the demiurge, the term originates with Plato's Timaeus, varying from being as an embodiment of evil to merely imperfect as a benevolent as inadequacy permits. Gnosticism was a dualistic religion influenced by influencing Hellenistic philosophy, Judaism, and Christianity. However, by contrast, later strands of the movement, such as the Galatians, held a monastic worldview. This, along with the varying treatments of the Demiurge, may have been indicative of the variety of positions held within the category. So there you go. It's mostly like mystic and esoteric knowledge and physics and such.
That was awesome. So you're in the North Bay?
No, I'm not in the North Bay. I am.
Where are you?
South Lake Tahoe, California, in Carson City.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I don't know why I think you were in the North Bay.
No, I was in Mill Valley for a while. Expensive.
That's right. We were talking about Mill Valley. That's where it was. I don't know why I was thinking you were there. Well, we cleared out the room. I don't get it. Everybody just bailed on us. It was like they just left us alone. They're like, I guess it's just you and me now for the rest,
like,
of the rest of the way, I guess.
Like we were on a date and everyone was around the table and they figured they should leave us alone.
I know. It's just you and me now. Well, we should go back to my room.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you're ever in the Bay Area, you should hit me up.
All right. That sounds cool. I'm actually going to go to the Bay Area here pretty soon after Thanksgiving. And I seriously want to move back there because it's nice in Carson City. We got our Home Depot and our Ross and our Walmart, but there's not a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to moving back to the Bay Area.
Do you have your own BTR show?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Do
you have anything you want to promote?
I'm a sculptor. That's my work. But yeah, I do want to start doing some sort of show. That would be really cool. Just because it's very much in my nature to be talking and socializing, conversing and sharing information. But I have no idea what that would be. How do you choose what kind of show you would do on Blog Talk Radio? How did you choose?
You don't have to choose. You don't have to choose. Exactly. I didn't choose. I just named my show Disorderly Conduct, and I just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really am embarrassed when people ask me, what's your show about? It's not. It's just a call-in show. It's a call-in show that nobody calls into.
You see, if I were to do a show, I don't know if I could do what Debbie does or you do with the call-in kind of thing. Because I'm very sensitive when it comes to people, not sensitive and emotional, like taking it personally, but sensitive as in I feel people's stuff and their, you know, all the stuff they bring to the plate. So it would be hard for me to have all the trolls call-in. That would be ridiculous. So I would do something more like interviews with people, something like that. That would be pretty cool. Because I used to be a journalist.
No, the thing I like about talk radio is it can just sort of be like you're hanging out. And if you have enough people on the line with the right chemistry, it just works. And like there's certain shows I can call into, like Debbie's show, I can just fade into the background and and just chime in whenever it feels right, you know?
Yeah.
Some shows, it just works like that. It's just a flowing conversation that people chime in here and there, and it's just like a bunch of coworkers hanging out, having a fluid conversation or whatever.
So I have to ask you a question since we're Californians, and I'm sort of a Californian.
Yeah.
What did you think about Prop 16 not passing?
I was a little indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like it the way it is now. I mean, it's basically legal. I mean, if you really want to get prescribed medical marijuana, you can get it. Trust me, I know.
Yeah. See, that was our big plan. Me and my boyfriend, the past, that's what we were going to do. We were going to be growers. That was the big thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, my dad is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what? Go ahead.
My dad's all excited. He got his first card, medicinal card, and he's not even a smoker. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
The whole thing is really interesting. I felt indifferent too when it didn't pass. And it's like a good thing, but it's a bad thing. You know, it's like either way you win. You know, either way you lose.
It was in the law, but the thing is, it was written the thing was written so vaguely and broadly that it just scared a lot of people, because basically it just said, you know, we're going to let the cities and the state just tax the shit out of it, you know, at their own discretion, just crazy. And I think it sounded like they were trying to bring in a lot of regulation and try to do and tax it. In San Jose, the area I'm in, they actually did raise the tax on it, anticipating that 19 was gonna pass. They had a similar measure. They had a ballot on a local ballot here that measured U to add an additional 9-10% tax on any cannabis related business,
mm-hmm.
and that passed. So the existing medicinal marijuana joints that are already paying 10% sales tax to the state, they're going to have to pay an additional in this city an additional 10% on top of that. It's terrible. Anyways, the broadcast portion of the show is about to end here. I would love to continue the conversation if you want to hang on for the overtime segment. Is that cool, Kelly?
Sure, I'll hang a bit. I got to go to bed soon, but sure, I'll hang for a bit.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back, Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here to Disorderly Conduct. Vincent the Bay with you each and every night here on Blog Talk Radio.
Bell Star, tell me, where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below? Eight lovers, they say, combed your waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sounds of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore.
Cole Younger was your first, and the father of your girl, and the name that you picked for your daughter was Pearl. Cole robbed the bank and he drawed the lifeline, but I heard he was pardoned after 20 years' time.
Your Cherokee lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sandhills before your great fame. I heard he stopped a bullet in 1885, and your Blue Duck's no longer alive.
You took Jim Reed to your warm wedding bed, and from out of your love was born the boy Ed. A pal killed Jim Reed by the dark of the moon, and your son Ed was blowed down in a drunken saloon.
Then there was Bob Younger, you loved him so well. He rode with the James boys out on the long trail.
Well, they caught him in Minnesota along with the gang, and he died down in jail in the cell of the chain.
You loved Mr. William Clark Quantrill and his Civil War guerrillas in the Missouri hills. He hit Lawrence, Kansas, and fought them still. And when he rode out 200 Lake Hills,
they say you could have, they whisper you might have loved Frank James on a couple of nights. He fought the Midland Railroad almost to death. Then in 1915, Frank drawed his last breath.
They say it could be, they say maybe so, that you love Jesse James, that desperado. Jesse got married, had a wife and a son. Was shot down at home by the Ford brothers' gun.
Bellstar, Bellstar, your time's getting late. But how is Jim Younger? Did you hear his fate? He was jailed and then pardoned for all he had done. And he blowed out his own brains in 1901. Eight men, they say, combed that waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore. Bellstar, Bellstar, tell me where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma, sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven, what peace that you're tying your rein? Or single footing somewhere below?
Hey, you there?
I'm here. I love bluegrass.
Well, that was Pete Seeger with some other dude who I don't know who was. The track was Bellstar. That was just for you.
Oh, well, thank you. How did you know? But I like bluegrass. I like David Grisman. And I like Jerry Garcia's old bluegrass stuff. And I'm really into this all-girl bluegrass band. What are the names? Be Good Tanya is from Canada. They're pretty rad. And so you must see some pretty rocking shows out there in the Bay. Right there by Shoreline, too.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen a lot of shows at Shoreline.
What's that?
I said lots and lots of shows at the Shoreline and other venues and all over the place, San Francisco, East Bay, Oakland, South Bay, San Jose. There's venues everywhere. It's a great place to see live music.
Yeah. So we got some pretty good venues up in Tahoe, like at the casinos, but, you know, it's not like being in the Bay. I remember there's a sweet place in the Mill Valley. Have you hung out in Mill Valley at all?
Not so much. I've heard of a lot of the places out there. I might recognize the name.
There was a place called Sweetwater. And
I've heard of that place. I've never been there.
It's pretty incredible. It's tiny. It's like a little saloon. Probably fits maybe at max if you're just standing, maybe like 150 people. So it's tiny. And they had some pretty big name acts come through there, you know, back in the day. And the place is pretty good. You should check it out. Pretty awesome. It's very underground. You have to, I don't think it's online. I don't think you can find too much what's going online. I think they might put up a few things that they have online on the event calendar, but sometimes they just have some pretty high caliber names come through there without even announcing it. Yeah.
Interesting. Hang on a second. I'm going to switch phones here.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's so funny?
I was reading something that Debbie said on your live feed chat.
Oh, what'd she say? What'd she say? Oh, is that still open? Oh, shit.
Vince was so laid back, he would be like, oh, look, the house is on fire. No, it's on your live stream.
Oh, yeah. Are you on there right now?
Yeah, I'm on there right now. I wanted to see if she was there, but she's not there. She's gone. She's completely gone. It's really late for her right now. It's pretty late, so she's
some
outie.
Guy named Chris A. said, hello, hello. All right. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm checking out Whiskey A Go-Go's chat room right now. I'm in there right now. I'm thinking of maybe calling in there. Totally,
okay,
everybody's smoking in there. Yeah, go over to that chat room. That's where I'm at right now.
If you go over there, will they hear me, or do they just hear you if you call in?
No, they won't. They won't hear you.
Okay.
I can call in there, but then you have to be quiet.
Okay, Whiskey A Go-Go. Let's go check them out. What are they about?
They're a comedy. It's just kind of, I don't know. It's different every time I call. Every time I listen, it's different. But one time they did, like, crank calling and stuff, and it was pretty good.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, it's either that or Pinko the Bear.
They've got a lot of people in there. Okay, well, kind of a lot of people. Okay, let's hear it.
You like Pinko? Or are you a Pinko fan?
I don't know what that is. What is that? I'm not with it.
Right now, Whiskey A Go-Go is blasting some Black Sabbath.
Oh. Here.
Hmm. I could check out Pinko the Bear real quick, too. But Pinko the Bear likes to just ramble on and on and on and on and on. It takes callers at the very end of a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are
yeah,
they
there's
from?
Some weird. There's some weird cheese balls on Pinko the Bear right now. I'd rather go with. I'm going with Whiskey A Go-Go.
Okay, my phone's about to die. Let's listen in.
She's talking about guys wearing spandex. Yeah, this sounds like a conversation I want to get into. So, Kelly.
Yes.
How long have you been doing the Blog Talk Radio?
My boyfriend passed. I was looking for answers to everything going on, and I just kind of did a mm-hmm. Google search on, because I had no idea how to handle this and what to do, and I just went on Google, and I Googled grief kind of stuff, and I came up with a lot of mysticism stuff, and I found somebody on the Blog Talk Radio from iTunes. Just the archives. I started downloading the archives, and then I went on to Blog Talk a month after that, and I found that there's so many shows. And I just found Debbie like last week, so I'm pretty new. I'm a newbie. And if my phone dies, don't take it personal. Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
Sorry, I was muted. Okay, I always forget to unmute myself.
How long have you been
doing
this?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. How long have I been doing this? I've been doing Blog Talk Radio for over a year now. Not solid, though. A little over a year ago, I got really into it. First found out about it, I was, like, hooked. I was doing my own shows or calling into other people's shows like 24/7 for a while. Then I kind of calmed down a little bit, but I was still doing it pretty solid, pretty doing like a show every day, a couple shows sometimes a day, always calling in on other shows. And then I just got like, I just kind of like shot my load on it, I think. I had like four or five different accounts that I opened on here, and every single one of them at one point or another was tagged for violating decency, whatever parameters, and labeled as explicit, and now they won't show my show in the regular queue of programs.
Oh,
which
wow.
Is retarded.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh.
You know, I would open a show under another name, but I wouldn't do another. I mean, you have to pay money to be able to host a show as long as I want to host a show. So fuck it. If it's going to be free, but I have to do it underground, then hell, I'll just have to, you know, spread the word of mouth, go on other people's shows, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of great things start that way. I mean, I found you through, you know, another show, so there you go, proof in the pudding.
Yeah. Yeah, cross promotion. And I love having those other hosts on my show. Like Debbie's been on my show. She was on my show like last week. She's awesome, and all the other shows that I go on, people are really cool. People
yeah.
that kind of get my humor and get what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, well, your voice too is very, very radio. You know, you have a very good radio.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I've always thought Blog Talk could potentially be a springboard for me to rekindle my my flirtation with radio. I did college radio for a while. And I'd love to just be like an announcer, do voiceover work. I'd love to be a public announcer or like somebody that just at live events that introduces people and stuff like that. I think that'd be like an MC, public address person / you know, voice of God / you know, I could. I'd also like to be like an Ed McMahon, the guy that introduces the show and like announces like spots and stuff, but being more the sidekick to the host. I guess I could do my own program too. I like doing my own program; it's fun. But I think I'd be better suited to just be like the side man. Announcer guy. But that's just me. Are you there? Did I put you to sleep, literally? I know you're asleep in the chat room. Are you literally asleep now? Apparently so. Are you still there, Kelly? Well, that's Kelly. That's great. Well, you know what that means, folks? That means it's time to use the rest of the program to call in to the program.
Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
All right,
she's playing some classic Led Zeppelin here. I'm simulcasting right now with what's her name?
She's gonna be a star.
Thank you, very nice.
But I've been told a big leg woman ain't got no soul.
Thank you, very nice.
Well,
City rolling woman gonna come my way. Lies make me a happy man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good old Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin. Oh, that was good stuff. Okay, yeah, I said I did have a update on the California alleged missile. Oh, wait. It's the plane, boss, the plane. Are we on Fantasy Island? I'm not sure. But anyway, we did have a missile launch of California. Because now there is contaminated water. The state of emergency was declared in California just last week because somehow rocket fuel got into the soil, into the drinking water. And they don't know how it got there. Go figure.
I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, I wonder how rocket fuel got into the soil just a couple weeks after a rocket got launched.
Maybe it was Pee Wee Hermit? No.
Oh, you know, I just love the way that they suspect that the American people are idiots. Really, they do. Isn't that lovely?
No, actually, I think it's horrible. It's terrible. How in the world could anyone ever think that is a nice thing? That would never make it on any British news station. But whatever.
You don't say. You scoundrel.
Well, actually, I just did. But you know.
Arr, yeah, there's the blows. She's plundering his booty. Yeah.
Arr, mighty. Why are we always out in the room? Quiet Bear, you do not have to be a good bear. Come on. Who are you talking to, brother? Give me a break.
Well, I was just kidding around with him because he was using the same font color. Was it's like, man, I don't remember making all these posts. It's like, the blonde wonder strikes again.
Tracy was going to go to the Led Zeppelin concert when Bonham died. That sucks.
He was a hell of a drummer, wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, and they're doing the test. I was just out. Required weekly test. This is not a test. Please report to your nearest FEMA camp. Bring your hot sugar.
Bring your crock of gold. Yes, bring it right over. You know, it's such a lot. Oh, did you say a FEMA camp?
Kids?
Oh, yeah, I was using the wrong accent. Sorry about that.
Get your kids away now. Come on.
Okay.
Oh,
Yammy! Surprise, surprise, surprise! Is that better?
That's better. Oh, okay, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot. A whole lot. Here's a nice Illuminati phone. You want to hear an Illuminati phone?
Oh, that's a cool game.
Okay, let's play the Illuminati. Here we go.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Something's not right. Throw out your arms. Let Step Law pass through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to turn.
Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill. While your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They've numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies, and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, Masonic master plan. Rhodes Scholar oration, Clinton speaks, then rakes the nation. Luciferian subjugation, New World Order, Illuminati coronation,
mass media, grand ovation,
orders of the quest, think they're superior, they think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little pet.
Skull and Bones, Colin B, Knights Templar, Harvard University.
They're the Faustian Fraternity.
Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosencross, CFR, Albatross.
And those parties, Rockefeller's boss.
MK Ultra, ISA, from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder is the game they play.
Galileo, NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium 2000,
dual sun. They'll call it Lucifer for fun.
Pyramid Giza, Hitler called it the Luciferian Millennium.
1,000 points of light.
Love of Rome, Thunderdome, Eyes of Taurus, Lucifer's Cut. If the UN lives, y'all go bust.
Wake up, stupid, to read the scoop. Mullen, Sutton, Griffin, and tune in to Coop.
Come the run, Paradox, Tuesday.
Bohemian Grove, Beverly Hall, Lord Betrayer, they want it all.
Yeah, they want it all.
Kissinger, Gingrich, Army, Buckley, Dole, New World Order, authoritarian control.
Counterfeit.
Well, there you have it. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. Anybody ever want to know about the New World Order? That song pretty much just says it all. So, yes, looks like we've got one call from the 666 area code coming in. And then before that, though, we do have some breaking news coming in, again, from North Korea. They have broadcasted that they are going to attack more heavily, more to come, as they say. And several Marines, U.S. Marines, have been killed in South Korea, so it looks like we could be very well going to war. Wow, very cozy.
Thank you very much. So
we're taking a caller from the 666 area code. Caller, what's up?
You know, I really don't appreciate that you playing that clip without, you know, paying any attention. You know, this is your app, but this is, of course, the end of Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in, Prince of Darkness. I missed you. How's it going down there in Haiti?
It's hell down here. And I tell you what, man, you can't piss, you know, without, you know, for lack of water, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, well, you know, I had to play that song, Prince of Darkness, because, you know, we're definitely not
thank
on
the
team, but, you know, it's cool, brother, it's cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, but here's the thing, you know, I mean, you know, even, you know, I have lots of lawyers, trust me, you don't want to mess with me, okay?
Okay, you got it, man. Hey, can I buy you a beer sometime?
Well, of course, you know, only if it's old Milwaukee.
Out of all, you know, you have the kingdom of the world right now, and you're reigning in desecration and the whole thing, and all you've got all the nations in your hand, and you want old Milwaukee, really?
Well, I mean, you know, it tastes like it's Putin hell, so, you know.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It reminds me of home.
All right. invite you home. Oh, why don't you give us one of your chaotic, crazy laughs? Yeah, there you go. Hey, Satan, you need to lay it on the shoes. Dude, you need to lay it on the
shoes. Give me a break. I'm 17,000 years old, okay? You know, I mean, I just can't.
Dude, you're the sense of darkness. I mean, come on. What is wrong with you? You need help. I can help. Yeah, thank you, dude. I would help you. I'll get you a self-help book. How can I be Satan more effectively? I can do that.
Thank you, very nice.
Can you talk to that guy? Because he said that he maybe knew Richard Simmons.
Richard, you want to talk to Richard Simmons?
I said I hadn't had a date in, like, you know, about 3,500 years. Well, what did you think that was, isn't it? Because, you know, well,
gotcha.
Anyway, never mind.
Yeah, never mind is right. So much for that. Well, this is Vince in the Bay. I think I'm just going to sign off now. Thanks for coming through. I was trying to simulcast with Whiskey A Go-Go there. She had Constantine on there. Constantine was using his satanic device there, whatever they call it, the sound effect on his voice there, which is kind of cool at first, and then it just kind of gets annoying. But whatever it is, what it is, I'm out of here. Fuck you.
Your ticket.